Joining me on this week's Spotlight is no other than Marlies Horn, who has 29 years experience of corporate, that now in South Africa and Namibia, including 19 years in executive roles at Bank Ventura, Capricorn Group and Capricorn Foundation. Joining Capricorn Group in 1997, she now serves as Executive of Brand and Corporate Affairs and Executive Officer of the Corporate Foundation. Her expertise includes brand management, public relations, corporate affairs, and corporate social responsibility. She's also a published writer on CSR and leadership. Marlies is a key leader in Capricorn Group, serving on the Exco and various committees. Marlies, welcome.
Hi, Andine. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your childhood.
Okay, I'm now got a Namibian citizen, but I was born in South Africa, in Pretoria, in 1973. So, yeah, I am 50 years old. And I stayed in South Africa for 22 years, actually in the same house. I got married when I was almost 23, and then I moved to Namibia. But my whole childhood was in the same house, same neighborhood. So I have really been fortunate, you know, to have a very nice environment to grow up in.
Yeah. So tell us about what are some significant experiences or let's say memories from your childhood?
You know, I really have very good friendships that started when I was still in pre-primary. So my best friend is still the girl that I met when I was, I think, 5 years old, our neighbor. And we have been friends now for 45 years. We were together in pre-primary, primary, and in secondary school. And, you know, so very close bond and friendship. And, I was also fortunate to have a mum who was a stay-at-home mum. So all the neighborhood children used to come to our house after school for lunch, and she was the one that was driving everyone around. All over, I really had very great memories from my childhood. I was fortunate to, you know, travel a lot in South Africa for holidays. So, you know, that is, I think, where my travel bug started.
How do you think your upbringing has influenced the person you are today?
You know, my dad, he was a lawyer. He always motivated us. I am the middle child. I've got an older brother and a younger sister. But, you know, he was always very supportive of us, but he motivated us to do our best. You know, and that has instilled in me the motivation to go the extra mile. I was brought up in a privileged environment, so my studies was paid. I got the chance to travel, but, you know, he made it very clear that with that privilege also comes responsibility to do your best.
Who were some of the most influential people in your life while growing up? I reckon your dad, of course, is one.
Yeah, both my parents. I also had a couple of teachers throughout my, primary and secondary school years that have also played a significant role in my life. You know, if you find a teacher that supports you and motivates you, it just changes your life. And that's why it's so important, the role that teachers play in the lives of children.
Were there any specific events or experiences that shaped your values or beliefs?
Yeah, up until I was 21, I sort of grew up in a bubble. I thought that we were the perfect family, and but then unfortunately my parents got divorced when I was 21, and I think that had a profound impact on my life. You know, when I realized that, yeah, we are not the perfect family. And I think that just motivated me to work hard on my own marriage and to protect my children, you know, from experiencing what I experienced through the divorce.
What motivated you to pursue your current career path?
As I said, my dad wasn't a lawyer, and I always wanted to become a lawyer like him. But he insisted that I should go into public relations. I still don't know why he was so insistent. Unfortunately, he died 2 years ago, so I've never asked him that question. But it worked well for me, because after 29 years, I'm still in public relations. So, you know, ultimately, he made the right choice for me at that time by not allowing me to study for law.
Yeah. And your brother and sister, what path did they go?
My sister is actually a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
And my brother is a tax consultant. So he went into the accounting finance route. You know, at that time, I was the only one of all my friends that didn't go to university, because the public relations route was only, you could only study that at the Technikon at the time. Mm. So I enrolled for the 3-year national diploma in public relations. And it was a very difficult journey for me, because, you know, I didn't have friends at the time there, because all my friends were at the university.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just decided to make the best of that 3 years, and I ended up being the top student for all 3 years. And that actually got me my first job at the City Council of Pretoria as a communication officer. And that is where my career actually started.
Have there been any key moments or decisions in your career that have defined your professional journey?
Yeah, I think I couldn't have started off on a better foot than at the City Council of Pretoria, because at that time, you know, it was around 1994 with the first democratic elections in South Africa. So at the City Council, we hosted a number of events for the likes of Nelson Mandela and Evia de Klerk. And even in 1994, when the Springboks won the Rugby World Cup, we had to host the Springboks at an event. So I was exposed to very high-level VIP events from the moment I started there. So that, I think, really laid a good foundation for my future career. And then, you know, along the way, I have been made offers to go to other companies, but, you know, I've stuck it out in our group, and I'm not I've never regretted my decision to leave or to not leave and to stay here. But yeah, ultimately, I was the youngest executive ever appointed on Bank Ventures executive management team, and also only the second female. So in those days, you know, it's a very different scenario today, but in those days, in 2004, there were not many female executives around the table. Yeah, and then I think something else that's also been a key moment for me, when I was given the opportunity to study at Harvard Business School in 2010. I attended a certificate course at Harvard Business School in Boston in United States. And that really also defined and shaped my career from there onwards.
How do you think you've evolved as a person from your early years to who you are today?
Over time, you become less naive and also more resilient, because in the environment in which we operate, you know, you will not succeed if you are not resilient. So you have to build resilience. And I think I've also developed from the younger days when I was manager to where today I'm more a leader and not seeing myself as a manager. So, you know, for me, I've also over the years developed a passion for mentoring and coaching the younger generation. And as I get older and younger people enter the organization, they, you know, tend to come to me for advice and input and support. And that is really energizing me to be able to help others in the organization.
What challenges have you encountered along your journey, Marlies, and how have it shaped you?
But I think the first challenge I had to face was when I got married to a Namibian in 1996. I was then just two and a half years in my first job, and I had to make the decision to either stay in South Africa or to come to Namibia. So that was a turning point for me, but I was lucky to be able to land a job at Bank Vintook at the time. So I started at Bank Vintook early 1997. Over the first few years, obviously, I was still very young, newly married. But when I started to have my children, it became very challenging, to balance, work and life and children and their needs and, not feeling guilty about the long hours. So when I was appointed as an executive on Bank Vintook's executive team, my youngest was just under a year old. So it was really a challenge to figure out how to find a work-life balance.
Are there any particular skills or strength you've developed over time that you believe have been instrumental in your personal and professional growth?
Yes, I think over time I have developed, an environment for collaboration. We are a group of many companies, and sometimes people tend to work in silos. And I have really made it my mission to foster an environment of collaboration, and also mentoring and empowering others. At the moment, I don't have as big team as I had in the past at Bank, when I was still at Bank Vintook, but it really gives me a sense of purpose to empower my team and to build, a high-performing team. So yeah, ultimately, I do believe that, the value that I bring to an organization like Capricorn Group is my ability to motivate and inspire other people.
So what are some of your proudest achievements or milestones in your life and career?
Yeah, sure. Andy, I've really been so privileged with many milestones. So if I have to summarize, I think one project that's many people will know of is the Bank Vintook Cairns Apple project. So I established that project in 2001 and it's still running today, highly successful. So I'm very proud of that project. From early on in my career, I was very passionate about corporate social responsibility. So I also established Bank Vintook Social Investment Fund around 2001. And overall, I'm really proud about the strong Bank Vintook brand that I was instrumental in building. And we've had many initiatives like the Bank Vintook Arts Festival, the Bank Vintook Kids Fun Fair, the Bank Vintook Biz Kids for young entrepreneurs. So I have very fond memories from my time at Bank Vintook. And then at Capricorn Group, I was privileged to be given the opportunity to establish the Capricorn Foundation, which we established in 2020. And that was really a big milestone for me. Overall, just building the Capricorn brand since we listed the group on the stock exchange in 2013 and then renamed the group from Bank Vintook Holdings in, 2016, to Capricorn Group. And I think today, Capricorn Group is also a well-recognized brand. And so I'm really proud of the brands that I've had the privilege of leading over all these years.
Thank you so much, Marlies. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Angie.